I understood it when I wouldn't, when I didn't have kids. But one of the things I hate is how a lot of people online, they'll say something along the lines of, well, kids don't need to believe in that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you believe your baby daddy gonna continue to take care of you. So why can't my kid believe in Santa Claus? You know what I'm saying?
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Today, it's only me and my good brother, Matt, right? First and foremost, I just want to say, you know, thank you for listening. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And for anybody that has any smoke for us, leave it in the comments. All right, we here for it. I want to say, how your week been, brother?
Hey, man, my week is just like it is, man. I'm always online. I ain't doing shit, man. No regular work. I come home, get online. Just online browsing. And one thing, it's a lot of things I do online, but it's battling these fucking MJ fans, bro, over my boy LeBron James. LeBron James is the GOAT. I'm going to drop y'all with one thing, right? Hear me out. It's never been a person since, after, and now that ever had professional basketball players come to their high school game, celebrities come to their high school game, right? It's never been one time ever that this happened, this phenomenon that we experienced, right? Before LeBron James joined the Army. This dude has been the most popular basketball player at 16. I challenge you to challenge me on that. That he wasn't the most popular basketball player at 16. I'm talking about overall basketball, college, professional, high school. At 16, 17, this kid was the most popular basketball player, all right, in high school. Prove me wrong. This dude couldn't even play in his own high school gymnasium, dog. That's how good this man was. So get your glazing self out of here. Jordan didn't even start in high school to begin with. And that was just my rant, man. I've just been going back and forth with these clowns. It's just crazy.
No, I got you, man. I mean, I'm always going to be a Kobe stan, but you can never discount what LeBron has brought to the game of basketball. But just besides that, I'm going to walk the dog a little bit, right? So I'm going to just pretty much, so my week, right? And my week has been pretty good. So one of the things that we started doing this week was, since we're in the Christmas season, all right, December just started. We just started doing Elf on the Shelf. Have you ever done Elf on the Shelf before?
Nah, I've never really been into the holiday spirit. Just, I mean, it's not me. It's just this way I was brought up, right? We never really got into it. To be honest with you, my daughter is 5 years old, and it's the first time ever in my whole life I ever had a Christmas tree. But I don't mean to overtalk your take. It's the first time I ever had a Christmas tree, and that's for my daughter. But continue.
I got you. So, me being a Christian, first and foremost, the Santa Claus thing and all that, it already kind of goes against the values and whatnot. But, well, it doesn't really go against our values. It's more or less just, I don't want the kids thinking that there's a fat white man jumping through the chimney that's giving them presents, right? But I like to try to keep a little bit of holiday tradition with them just because, you know, when you get older, those are kind of the memories that you hold the most dear. So for my kids, once December starts, we start with Elf on the Shelf, and you know, the elf does little things every day, and I just try to keep those types of traditions alive just so they can get a little bit older. I mean, and of course, they're eventually going to figure it out anyway. All of my kids that are getting ready to go into middle school, they already know that it's not really real, but I have an elementary school kid, and I have a kid that's not even in school yet, so I kind of perpetuated for them. We did Christmas trees, we did decorations outside the house, and we're doing the whole nine just so I can kind of, you know, give that to them, which is something my mom tried to keep up when I was a little bit younger, but, you know, traditions tend to fall by the wayside, you know, the older that you get, and you start to really realize what the finances of your parents actually looks like. So I don't know. I'm just, that's kind of the thing. I'm trying to keep the festive mood going just for the rest of December, and then, you know, kind of just go back into regular life.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's something you should do, being that, I mean, you have experienced it. I haven't. Right. But looking from the outside, looking in, you see everybody else as festive and you're not, right? It kind of like bring you down as a person. And I'm speaking in totality, right? I can't speak in absolute. I'm not God. But I mean, it made me think like, damn, I wish I had a I wish I had a Christmas tree. I wish I had these decorations in front of my house. I wish my house was lit up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just having an urge or a want that was never satisfied. And then sometimes you don't know how to pass that down to your kid. Just like I said, I'm starting it off this year, right? My daughter, she's 4. I just say she's 5 because she's 4 and a half. But I have to start somewhere. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And like I said, one thing that I always, like, I understood when I wouldn't and when I didn't have kids, but one of the things I hate is how a lot of people online, they'll say something along the lines of, well, kids don't need to believe in that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you believe your baby daddy gonna continue to take care of you, so why can't my kid believe in Santa Claus? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason why.
I believe that's each of them.
Oh, you say what?
No, I to each his own, right? So, no, I'm just saying, to each his own. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just saying, to each his own. If you want your kid to believe in Santa, that's fine. Make them believe in Santa, right? If you don't want your kids to believe in Santa, fuck it. They don't have to believe in Santa. You see what I'm saying? It's just like me, like you're saying. I think we're on the opposite side of the spectrum here, right? Where, you know, you would want them, I don't know if you legit want them to have a, you know, believe Santa Claus is real. But, I mean, I'm not partaking in that, right? Like, Santa Claus is real, he dropped it off. But he's not going to take credit for my hard work. That's how some people see it, right? It's a selfish mindset. And to some extent, that's what I have as well. You know what I mean? Like, this dude's not going to come in and take credit for it. But my daughter is like, Santa Claus, right? Thinking this person did something. Not. I bust my ass for it. And just like you were just saying, at this time of the year, you get to actually understand what your family finances are like, right? And you can see what you're getting and what you're not getting. Right? And then now it's either you're going to curse Santa, right? Or you're going to praise him. Either way, either you don't get shit, you're going to hate Santa, or you're going to get shit and you're going to praise him. So however you want to foster this delusion to your kid, right, as in selling them a Santa, that's up to you. I say do whatever you want.
I mean, yeah, I'm a big advocate for, you know, people doing whatever it is that they feel fit. But like I was saying before, just as a grown adult, don't ever come around trying to tell my kids Santa ain't real. And I do that to older kids, too, because they tried to kill the delusion in my little ones a couple times. And I had to tell them, like, hey, at one point you thought it was real, too. So just let them have that. And you just go ahead. You be the miserable person. Well, my kids ain't miserable, but you be the person that you are and let them believe what they believe and leave them alone.
I mean, I'm happy for her. That's what I'm saying. So we have to look at it in the multiple perspective. Like, if you can afford it, do it for your kid. If you can't, don't do it, right? Because I could just tell from her experience with this tree. She's always playing with the tree, always looking at the tree. You know what I mean? She's having fun. I mean, if you're going to bring joy to your kids, whichever way you see, man, bring joy to these kids, right? Some of them go through hard times.
Yeah, life is hard enough. I mean, if I can keep that joy in my kids a little bit longer, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I feel like that's part of my job as a parent, is just to make sure that my kids are able to, you know, have that joy and to have, you know, just have that much fun in their lifetime, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I like to caveat that, though, with they need to see the other side of the spectrum, too. I mean, we can't sell them that delusion that life is all about excitement and happiness consistently. It's the theory of, what is it, Newton's second law, third law, right? Every action have an equal and opposite reaction. So if they're living in this delusion of happiness their entire life, right, there's negativity to that as well, right? Because they won't be able to operate when they're put under that pressure. Right? So we have to balance these kids livelihood. It's what I think, right? And again, we're not fucking expert, right? Don't come at me about no bullshit, right?
So the crazy thing is a couple Christmases ago, and once my little ones get a little bit older, I'll do it for them too. But we do also take them to, you know, to shelters and whatnot and have them help out. And so we did it a couple Christmases ago where we took the kids to a shelter and we kind of let them see the other side of it too. And I think that's where the delusion kind of went away a little bit for them, because they saw, you know, how bad things can actually get. And yeah, just a bit of transparency. Like, my kids have gone through a little bit. Like, I've spent Christmases not being able to see my kids, and I just kind of want to make it special for them. But I do think it's important for them to see that other side, because like we were having that conversation the other day where we were talking about how, well, I was telling you how delusional my kid is when it came to money and finances and stuff like that. And, you know, him wanting to work at Chick-fil-A, and I had to let him know, you know, that's not life. Like, that's not how life works. So yeah, I do think it is about making sure that they understand both sides of the coin. And so I do agree with you there.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. Like, I just wrote that down, man, on some real shit. Like, so as you were saying, you're taking your kid to see the less fortunate, right? So what as you were saying it, and I'm listening to you, like, I think it will help these kids too, man, just to see it and pick something to make somebody's life a little bit more exciting. So that's what I think I'm going to start doing with mine, right? Like, we'll go to somewhere and just buy a present and give it to a kid or something like that that's less fortunate, and just let them see the smile or the happiness on that person's face, man. It's, we should set up this perpetuation of, you know, making life better for everybody that's, you know, that's less fortunate to some extent. Right? That's what I mean.
I totally agree, man. So a lot of the topics that got today are going to be like, you know, kid-centered, right? So just, I kind of wanted to show you, well, I'm going to show you this video, right, of these parents paying for their kid's birthday, and I just kind of want to get your take on it. So these parents, yeah, they're paying for their kid's their five-year-old's birthday party. Well, as you can see, they paid $600 for a cake, they paid $1,000 for decorating, they paid $200 for a photographer. So, my question for you is, are you, even if you got it, right? Well, if you got it or if you don't got it, are you paying that much for a kid's five-year-old's birthday party?
I mean, me personally, nah. But I mean, again, I try to see stuff from two different perspectives. I think that's just overdoing it. A kid, I don't think, care about all that, right? Just have a bunch of their friends over, some cake, some shit to eat, play around. Like, what I envision, what I would do, right? I want to get like her classmates to come over, the one that she really cool with. I got a decent sized yard and get some bouncy house, and that's it. I mean, yeah, that's going to cost me a couple of dollars, but not going crazy, man. I can take my own picture. I don't need a photographer out there. It'll be, everybody got a phone. Everybody got cameras, man. Again, that's just me. Keeping it simple, man. That age, keep it simple.
$1,000 for a kid's photographer for a kid's birthday party is like, well, and pretty much all those expenses that they put on that screen, to me, that was way too much. And even if you got it, I feel like you're teaching your kids. Well, so I see it from two different ways, right? On one end, I don't want to raise up a bunch of spoiled kids, so I'm not going to spend that much on a kid's birthday party from my bank account. But on the other end, you know, if you got it like that, you know, everybody else that had, like, people that have it like that don't really worry about spending the money. But I can't see me doing it. It's the same thing, like, with kids going to prom, right? I've never really understood going broke for kids' prom.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, but you know how we get, man. It's us competing against others, right? Just to show what you did for your kid's birthday party. You know what I mean? Compared to somebody else. You know, you just we're always showing off for everyone else, right? I'm being honest, right? So you buy a new car, you're trying to show off, so your boy down the road is envious of you, right? And that's what I think the parents are doing. Again, this is just an assumption, right? We're going to throw this extravagant birthday party to make everybody else jealous that they couldn't throw that same party for their kid. I don't even think the kid, I mean, they even cared how the kid felt about the birthday party.
Nah, and kids don't even care about the price, like the money that you spend on things. So if you spend time, you know, buying the most expensive stuff, they'll never know the difference. But my issue with that is, my biggest issue with that is, like, we spend all that money on that, but we don't spend it on, you know, putting money into the kids' college fund. And a lot of people don't necessarily, and I'm not saying that all Black people do that, because like you were saying earlier, like, we're not all like one thing. We're not all a monolith, right? But if you're spending thousands of dollars for birthday parties, you're spending thousands of dollars for, you know, proms and things of that nature, and you're not putting money into a kid's college fund, that is a part of the problem that we have in our community. And just, I don't know. It's just one of the things that we need to fix. We need to fix it as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's big facts. Yeah, we spend a lot of money and we don't have education in finance. I don't think I'm not going to throw a percentage on it because I've never looked this up. But I mean, I know it's over 50% just based off of people I know, right? Their parents never taught them about finances. Like, nobody got taught about finances. You get a little bit of money, we automatically spending it, right? Buying stupid shit like clothes, right? What you're going to wear for a little bit, like we're talking about designer clothes, right? That's going to cost you a grip, right? And then you're going to wear it for what, a year maybe? And then it goes in the closet and you never wear it again. That's crazy. Or it goes out of style, then it's like, this is not what's in no more. You're not wearing it. Again, this coming from an older person, right? That's been through it. So I'm speaking from a place of experience, right? This is empirical information that I'm saying. I went through it. I seen people go through it, right? It's a waste of money.
Exactly. And that's just our take on it. I know somebody else probably has a different take on it. And of course, if you do, I mean, we welcome the discourse in the comments. But me personally, I don't see, like, we do need to have that education in finance, you know, ingrained in our communities a little bit. And unfortunately, I'm not the person that can give you that education, but just me looking at it from, you know, the outside looking in, I don't think that the money's well spent, but that's just on me.
I mean, and to some extent, right? I said they're showing off with their friends or whatever, but sometimes, yeah, they're trying to make their kids happy, right? And it's nothing wrong with making your kids happy. I can't be contradictory because I did say that, right? Make sure your kids are happy, right? But ask the kid what they want sometimes, right? What they want sometimes will probably cost you way less and will make them even more happier than that party that you just threw for them. So speaking of that, just as we were talking about that, something came to mind the other day where I don't know if you saw this. They had like this little kid. He's like 6 years old. They dressed him up like a grown-ass man. Like, he had the chains on. He had, like, a grill in. They took him to, like, a strip club with little girl kids in it. Basically, him throwing money. He was just throwing money. Like, I'm sure that kid did not want to be there at all. Like, that's probably not what the hell he wanted to do. Right? He knows nothing about a strip club. He knows nothing about that. Right? But that's what they had him doing, just wasting a bunch of money. Just, I'm dead serious. They had like little girls dance. They weren't like taking clothes off. They were just like dancing. And he was just like throwing money at them. You see what I'm saying? I was like, hey, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. Like, what are we teaching these kids? But that just jogged that memory back to me. It's somewhere online. You probably can look it up. It was crazy.
That's ignorant. That is so ignorant. And I, why do we act like strip clubs is like just a part of Black culture? I hate it. I mean, and like, let's just have these kids doing, like, let them do kid things. Let them go to the trampoline park. Let them run around, you know, in the backyard with their friends. Like, why are we pretending to to take these kids to a strip club and having them throw money on women. Like, what are we trying to teach these kids? And I get it. A lot of people do this stuff in order to, they do it just to kind of get in the algorithm and piss people off so that people will engage with the content. But come on, man, we got to represent ourselves a little bit better than that. Like, no other group of people.
And that's probably true. I never thought about it like that.
Give up. Hey, I was just saying, like, no other group of people is representing themselves that way. So why do we always have to represent ourselves like that? It just breaks my heart a little bit.
I mean, again, two sides. Yeah. Two sides of the coin, man. Like, I get it. I didn't look at it like you just stated, right? As in, it's probably for something that they just wanted to post, right? To boost an algorithm for views or whatever. I mean, that crap worked, though. Let me tell you that. But what I'm trying to say, I mean, on the other side of things, I think I felt like I just went over that, but it's just we as people, we like to be different, right? Like, we do a lot of things different. We think we're trendsetters, right? We like to do different things. We think outside of the box. And that's one thing I give us as, you know, Black people. We have creativity out the yin yang, right? We're hyper creative. We don't repeat stuff. Like, if you look at, like, network TV, it'd be like the same movie, but just redone a different way with a different cast. We're creative as hell. So, and that's part of creativity, right? So if you ride down the street, you see a DOS Neon on 24s, right? You're like, that shit is stupid. But you can't take away from someone's creativity. To them, that thing might be crazy, and somebody else thinks it's nice, right? I used to be that person. I used to judge that. And I started thinking about it. Like, that's creativity, right? It's just not my taste of creativity. But that's what we do. We come up with trends and set them. And then it's mimicked from that point. If they see that it's suitable and they're accepting to doing it.
No, so you are right. We are trendsetters. But I just think a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot of the stuff that we do. Some of the things that we do are in bad taste. Like, a strip club is what? A strip club is used to, I'm not going to say it's used to degrade women and whatnot, but no other, like, nobody else is sitting there championing their people working in strip clubs. Not the way that we do it. Like, we champion our women for going and working in the strip club, and, you know, we make songs about it, and we praise it a little bit. I just think it has a lot to do with just degrading us as a whole. And I think people don't view it that way, which is fine. You don't have to look at things the way that I look at things, but it's a problem. Like, it's wholeheartedly a problem. Like, no kid should be, we shouldn't be, like, a kid throwing money on women. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but go ahead. What were you about to say? So this is another thing. I mean, I was just saying, I think, again, right, it's how you do it, right? It's how you do it. So, you know, there's this OnlyFans model. I forgot her name. Again, I stay online, right? I look at content, but I'm sorry for not knowing her name. So they had 4 NFL players, right? I'm talking about high-name NFL player. I think it was like Jalen Hurts. It was 4 quarterbacks, right? And this OnlyFans model last year made more money that year than all of them combined. We're talking about NFL players, right? So how are you monetizing this, right? Because at the end of the day, you might look at that. I know we had this conversation last week, but you might look at that as prostitution, but that's business right there. These are NFL players. We're talking about 4 of them, right? I'm talking about 4 big name, I mean, quarterbacks that they were talking about. Well, quarterbacks and running back. It was Henry, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and what's the quarterback in Buffalo? Whatever his name is, right?
Josh Allen.
Those dudes, she made more money than all of them combined. It was crazy. So some things is business, some things just stupidity, right? Is in what we're doing.
I mean, even that has its own price attached to it. Because yes, you make all that money doing that, but in certain places, people, like, you're going to be living in infamy in a way. And there's certain places that you're not going to be able to go to without, you know, people knowing who you are. And
But what I'm saying is, they're compensating you for it. That's what I'm saying. Just like these celebrities and this professional player, you're being compensated now for not having a real life. You see what I'm saying? And she's been compensated just like they have. You know what I mean? Yes, the view or, you know, the reception from people is going to be different. But it's, I mean, I'm talking about it in a negative and a positive, but it's still that same attention.
True. Hey, but just moving on from this, right? So,
yeah,
I wanted to ask you, well, first off, unless you've been living under a rock, you should have heard about Hunter Biden being pardoned by his dad. And, you know, everybody's kind of in an uproar about it for a plethora of reasons. But according to NBC News, the president issued a full and unconditional pardon for any offenses Hunter Biden has committed or may have committed, taking part in during the period from January 1st, 2014, all the way through December 1st, 2024. All right, so he's pretty much excused from any crimes that he may have been committed during that time. And I wanted to ask you, are you for it or are you against it?
First of all, man, that's not like this politics shit, just to be honest with you. I know how politics work. I don't want to get into that. We're just speaking on just a person.
Just the situation.
Political part.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's bullshit. All right. And then you're abusing your power, right? Because you have it and it's your child. Right. I get it that they do it for some other people, but they will have to, give basically a testimony as in why they're deserving of a pardon. All right. He's just getting it because he is the son of the current president, which is crazy to me, right? I think both of them should go to jail for this act, right? Because one is abuse of power, which is his dad, right? And whatever the fuck his son did, because I don't stay up to date with that, so I don't really give a fuck about it. He needs to take his bitch ass to jail too. It's just my take on it, right? Abuse of power. And whatever the crime that he committed, because he has committed a bunch of damn crimes, all right? So, I think both of them should go to jail on some real shit.
So, yeah, like I said, we're not a political podcast at all, right? And one of the things that I know that people would say, right, about this whole thing is, you know, I mean, Trump would do the same thing for his kids, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you are abusing your power, right? And just going back in the politics world, at one point, so the drugs that your son is committed, like the drugs that your son has is committed of using and abusing are the same drugs that back in the 1980s you criminalized for the rest of the world. You wrote the crime bill that would lock people up for doing crack cocaine, and your son is now in trouble for using said same crack cocaine, and now you're pardoning him and not having him serve a sentence. So coming from a dude that's a father, right? Me personally, if I have the power to keep my kids out of prison and I didn't think that they were gonna do the thing again, then I would do the same thing. But knowing that my son could possibly fall into these same traps again, I would want him to serve a little bit of time in jail. I'm not going to say I want him to serve the entire sentence. That's not what I'm going to ask for. But I would get him locked up for the rest of the year and then ask him, has he learned his lesson? And then I would pardon him then. But I feel like a lesson's not being learned. I feel like he should serve a little bit of jail time. And you know, people do it all the time where they're like, you know, my dad, he'll look out for me in this situation. And I get it, but you need to learn your lesson first. Nah, that's my tip.
I mean, listen, man, we boys, but you're in the same boat with Joe with me, man. Listen, my son do something that was criminal and he is found guilty. Take your ass to fucking jail. You did it. And you're going to fucking face the crime. face the penalty just like any other civilian will have to. And that's where you learn the lesson. Right? It's not that dad let me shit hang out for a little bit, then he came and got me. Nah. Sit your ass down, right? And we have to trust the justice system. I know it's fucked up. I know it's broken. It is what it is, right? But we have to trust something and let that happen, right? We have to trust in it. So it's just like anybody that's been convicted, right? Going back into this politics. So both of them, if you've been convicted of a crime, you should be punished for it, regardless of who the fuck you are. So that's that goes on both sides of the political wing, right? And we know what happened with this new elected, right? So that's just me personally. I agree with the justice system because we need to have one, right? And we have to trust in its process, right? And again, that's just me. I don't give a fuck. Both of them need to be fucking locked up. That's just what I got.
I totally respect that, right? I respect that 1,000%, but yeah, I'm not about to let my son sit up there, especially if I know that a lot of other people are like sitting there, or a lot of other people have been released, and you expect me to just let my kids sit there for years? Like, no, we're not doing that. But wholeheartedly respect and I commend
it. Teach is over.
Wholeheartedly commend it, but my son ain't sitting up nowhere.
All right, yeah, so feel that.
So, let me see. Okay, so what we're going to move on to next, right? My question, so it was just something I was thinking about in the car, right? And I was driving to work one day and I was just thinking to myself, what is worse, right? The girl who's been a baddie her entire life, or a girl who just recently found out, or who recently became bad as time like went on. And the reason I was thinking about it was I was just thinking about, you know, I was just thinking about all the girls when I was younger, just how they came up and, you know, just like how delusional I thought girls were at that age when I was like in high school and whatnot. And because my girls are getting ready to be older, and they're getting ready to go to high school. So I was like, you know, is it worse for them to, you know, be beautiful? Like, is it worse for them to be pretty now, or is it better for them to kind of be humble and then eventually step into that? But I kind of wanted to see what your take was on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's crazy you had that topic, man. I feel like I had experience in this matter to where, I mean, I used to date this badass chick when I was younger. Like, she was bad. I didn't know why she wanted to fuck with me. Like, all the dealers, I'm talking about, you know, where I'm from, but all the dealers in the hood that had bread was coming at it. And I was just some bum-ass kid that was working at McDonald's. I'm being honest, right? And throughout high school, right? Because she was like a year older than me. So she was out of high school before I was. I was still working at McDonald's in my 12th grade year. So she was already out of school. And it was all these dudes on her, right? So she was bad her whole life, but for some reason she was fucking with me, but I mean, shit went sour. But what I was saying is she just had this delusional state of mind. And obviously I'm of a certain age, right? After having a couple of kids and, you know what I mean? Like seeing her now, she's not even close to it. And they're like super depressed. These are the ones that you'll get their body done, right? Because they're so used to having that attention. They'll go do anything to try to keep it. So, and again, I've came up with chicks that was ducks the entire time through high school, right? And then once they're on that level, the majority, what I see, they've been humble their whole life. So they transition into it smoothly. And I know one that got this power, it felt like to her, right? What I saw, like, got this power and was wielding it worse than some of the chicks that was baddies their whole life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess it depends on the person. It's at the end of the day what I think, but I'd rather a chick that's been humbled earlier than the one that's been, you know, the baddie her entire life.
So, it was funny because crazy enough, I've been in a situation where I had a couple, like when I was younger, I had a couple baddies that were like, and it happened to me twice. I still, to this day, don't even know why they wanted to like mess with me, because I was just looked at myself as just some regular ass, like lame ass dude. Like I didn't really think of myself that highly back then, but I did. I had two situations where I had baddies like messing with me growing up. And like you were saying, I do think a certain level of delusion comes with, you know, dealing with those types of girls, like when you're younger. But what I was thinking about was, in my honest opinion, I think in a lot of ways, the girl who just recently become a baddie, like when they graduate high school, I think they might be a little bit worse. And this, the reason why I say that is because, just like we talk about how, you know, how the red pill, and like we had a conversation about how men, you know, we kind of were down here until we eventually get some value and then we're up here now. Those women end up having that same type of thought process behind them. Like they get there, they work their way up, and then they get here, and all of a sudden they think they're, you know, God's gift to men. And I don't know. I just think in a lot of ways those women, well, it's good for them to know their worth, but I just think those are, like, once they get there, they're not as good to like deal with just on a daily basis. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that too, man. But I just think it depends on the person, because, like I'm saying, again, man, I'm old. I'm in my 40s, man. I'm gonna throw that out there. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is, because I have to make a point. These baddies that's now busted, keep that same fucking energy y'all have, man. All these chicks, you come back, they be hitting me up talking about, you know, I always liked you. Nah, keep that same motherfucking energy. Nah. So that's my take on it. So nah, that's why I don't fuck with the ones that's been bad their entire life. Y'all keep that same fucking energy. Nah, y'all busted. You know what I mean?
It's funny too, because the ones that was the biggest asshole. The ones that was the biggest assholes is the ones that kind of look busted later on in life. Like if you were an asshole coming up and you look good, life finds a way to humble you.
Like, listen, so another example, man, my homeboy, right? We grew up together. We got to high school. He dropped out in 10th grade. He started dating this chick. Super bad, right? Super bad. She didn't take long though. She aged like motherfucking an avocado, right? We talking about like mid-20s, just fell the fuck off, just gone, this tank, right? And it was like, she was like, you know, I always liked you, because he had to drop out, he started hustling, so he's making bread, right? You know, I always liked you. Not now, you busted. Like, I'm good. After them three kids, like, nah, you good. You straight where you at. Like, nah, don't come at me. Used to give him a lot of attitude, but I think it's a lot of personal shit there. Now I'm going to leave it alone. I'm allowed to identify.
Yeah, because God forbid she watch this and she feeling the way.
But it is what it is.
Gotcha.
But I think the bad ones have been bad your whole life. So we have both. I just wanted to end it that way, man. I know you think the ones that come up later in their life, I think it's the one that's been bad their whole life, man. If I had to take a stance on it, because I'm looking back at it now, like, nah, I ain't messing with them at all. Good. Keep that baddie, bad shit back then.
Well, nah, like, and one of the things I didn't talk about was those ones that have been bad their whole life. But for the most part, there's at least one or two of them I can think of that found somebody and they got married and they got out the game like early on. And they still be bad, you know, to this day. But I ain't got social media, so I ain't really checking for nobody or nothing like that. But I do know that is the outlier. I know sometimes that happens too. Like some of them dudes, they find a dude with potential, they get married, and they just kind of go off. They have their kids and they do their thing. But you would have had to call them early. But like you had to catch them early.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the one I was talking about, like, I don't know why she fucked with me, but I guess that was one of the ones, I'm guessing. But then she just went back to the streets. You know what I mean? Like I had a little thing. We had a little thing going there, and it was like back to the streets to being a baddie. You know what I mean? Maybe she just saw something. She thought I had. I don't know.
All right. So let me see. Last thing I want to talk about, right, before we go ahead and hop off of here, is this insurance CEO being executed, because that is one of the biggest things on the news right now. And I think it'll be a disservice to us and to the algorithm if we didn't really talk about it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that video. So I'm not going to play the video of the dude getting executed, because that is not going to be good for the algorithm. And I'm going to remove it. But I want to see if I can find the video real quick so I could show you real fast, and then we can talk about it. That was this is the moments of the assassination of the CEO of United Healthcare. So you can't really see it, but you see homeboy had a silencer, he had a mask on, he had his backpack. He was ready to go ahead and kill homeboy. And I'm trying to find the post where it says what the bullet said on it. Let me see if I can find that real fast.
My man on some Jason Bourne shit, all right.
Yeah, like when I first saw it, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this dude looks like official, like, murderer.
That's what I'm saying. You got real life motherfucking assassins. Like, oh shit. When, what they said, when fiction translates to reality or whatever that's saying.
Okay. So, I'll start from here. All right. So the gray backpack linked to the murder, because they're still looking for him right now. There's still an ongoing investigation. All right, but the gray backpack linked to the murder of this United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, which authorities found dumped in Central Park, has reportedly yielded a jacket and some Monopoly money, but no gun. So they didn't find a gun yet. And they found the bag in Central Park. All right, investigators are also analyzing clues that the suspect left, such as a water bottle at the scene and discarded cell phone, or bullet casings with the words deny, depose, and delay were written on them, and they were also found. So it was written on a bullet casing. So everybody's linking it to a book. I would have to look up the name of the book, but they said it's linked to a book, and it talked about the healthcare field. And as of right now, a lot of people are, you know, kind of rooting for this guy to get away. My question to you is, you know, is like, how do you feel about that?
All right, man. So I get it to a certain extent, right? Like, these people, to some extent, are ripping off people. And we're having this Robin Hood type deal going on, right? Like, but again, like I said, man, it's crazy that it relates back to this. I get it. Core system is broken, but it's what we have at this point. If you believe that you were wronged in some way, it's a better way of going about it than to take someone's life, right? Just let the courts deal with it. Right? Bring it up. We have to be able to have a better way of going. I get it. You're fighting against, it's David versus Goliath, right? And David don't have his goddamn slingshot, right? So that's what's happening, but we still have to, we can't take the law into our own hands, right? Because what if that's just start happening, right? What if everybody just feel like, now I'm going to take the law into my own hand because someone wronged me? And then they feel like they're going to get a hero's welcome for doing what they thought was right. I just think it needs to stay in the court system. And again, you know, I'm just an old dude giving my take on something. Man, I ain't a goddamn expert. You see what I'm saying? But let it, leave it to the courts, man.
As a law-abiding citizen myself, I agree it should be left in the court system's hands, right? But I'm gonna advocate for the other side a little bit. He might have been in a situation where that company may have wronged his family members, and he felt like he was taking a life for a life, which in every aspect, even in the biblical sense, an eye for an eye, is not what God intended for the world. But I think it's like just looking at it from the outside looking in, especially knowing what I know about insurance and how these insurance companies do people and how evil I think not just the insurance people are, but the entire healthcare like network, the entire healthcare field. And we've spoken about it before. Like, I think those are probably some of the worst people out there. And I think in order for you to get to the top of that, there's a lot of different cutthroat routes that you may have taken in order to get there. But I don't think committing a crime is the way to go. It's just kind of crazy because I saw something recently. I don't know which insurance company it is, but for people with surgeries now, and whichever insurance it was, they make you pay for the anesthesia apart from the surgery. So you have to pay for your own anesthesia when you're getting surgery. So a lot of these companies are going like in these different directions that are not necessarily good for the people. And I've been hearing talks about people removing, you know, from their LinkedIn profiles that they're CEOs of insurance companies and things of this nature because they're worried about a ripple effect or a copycat crime or a copycat criminal that might try to do the same thing, which I understand why they would do that. But it's like, y'all have to make sure that you're doing right by people. And I understand when we're talking about companies, we're talking about money, we're talking about the bottom line, and we're talking about where we have to make cuts and things of that nature. We're dealing with people's lives and you're making them pay for insurance, right? Which I think is a huge scam anyway, because most people don't use insurance 90% of the time until there's something going on with them anyway. But that's a whole conversation for a different time. I don't know.
It's because it's privately ran, right? So if we had the like insurance being health insurance being governly dictated or governly ran, right, then you'll have more a more ethical take on it. We understand the government is corrupt as well. We were just talking about the president, the current president doing, right? Well, we know it's corrupted, but it will be as fair as possible, right? So these insurance companies, their whole take is to take in money and not give out, right? So that's how they make a profit, right? Because that's how it kind of works. You're going to pay a premium and we give you a service. If we can deny that service to keep you at fault for some things, right? That's what we're going to do because our bottom line is to make an income. Now, if you leave it up to the government is not making an income, which will leave it a little bit more fair, right? And what I'm trying to say is it would lead to things like this because it would be essentially more fair because I'm not worrying about my bottom line as the owner. We're just going to say State Farm, right? At where I'm just trying to make a business because America in itself is a capitalistic society, right? It's all about money. We're gonna pass off certain things that the government should run, like insurance, healthcare insurance, right? That should be ran by the government, which most countries do, right? Except for us, because we're capitalistic to some extent. So again, I don't know, right? So what we have to do is get more educated, right? Because when they write these contracts, there's things or there's words that they utilize that you don't have an understanding in. Most people are not going to read that stuff. So they're not reading into it. Just like you're saying, you got to pay for the anesthesia outside of the actual surgery in itself. Most people are not reading that contract and signing that contract, right? They're just signing it. Oh, I got healthcare, right? Sign, right? That's 99% of people. It's just like your user agreement on your phone. Who the hell's reading that? Nobody, right? It's just, I agree, sign. And they're utilizing words. They're trying to bypass to make as much money as possible. And so what I'm saying all this to say is we have to be more educated as a people, and we should have, the government should dictate having a lawyer to fully read and brief you prior to you signing a contract like that, right? But do we have enough money to pay or a time for these lawyers to read and interpret information for you? So again, educate your fucking kids, right? Education should be paramount, right? So we should start reading and understanding what we're signing. And I'm guilty of it. I don't read none of that crap, being honest with you, right? But seeing what's happening, what's transpiring, right? That's what we need to actually do. Right? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Got you. Hey, before we go ahead and sign off, right? Is there anything that you want to say to the people?
Yeah, man. I really don't. Educate your kids. Your kids must be happy, but make sure you have a balance, right? You can't make this life kid happy their entire life. They have to go through trials and tribulation. It builds character. And it also, in result, right, the byproduct of that is you build a better society, right, once you have better people out here. All right, so raise your kids right.
First and foremost, I want to thank Matt for showing up. I want to thank, you know, even though my brother is not here, even though B's not here, right, I want to thank him for always being an avid supporter. I want to thank everybody that listened up to this point. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank my wife. And I'm just so grateful for everything and everybody that's around me. All right. I'm thankful for just the network of people that surround me. Also, if you're a hater in the comments, by all means, comment, right? I mean, we like talking to y'all too. And lastly, I just want to say, all them old baddies from back in the day, leave my boy Mac alone, man. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.